Just right now, they're making an offering to the Buddha out of respect for the Buddha. And usually the offerings are of flowers, candles, incense, and also medicinal drinks. We call it, when you serve other people, give out to other people, it's called making good karma. And you usually get a lot of happiness when you help somebody else, rather than you just want to receive for yourself. So the family are now making this act of good karma by looking after something else. And of course, all those drinks and other stuff which are offered there, they'll be made use of later on. Very good.
Something?
Oh yes, a good Sri Lankan tea. Very good. Okay, so would you like to, I think, do the introduction now? Yes.
Good morning, all. Welcome. First off, I'd just like to ask Kath Lyman up here to acknowledge country.
Do what? Oh yeah. Bit of pain in time.
Good morning, all. Acknowledge the Noongar people as the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and future. Thank you.
Okay, what about the still Noongar land?
Just want to first off, before I introduce our special guests. A few thank yous. Thank you to Sandy and Pradeep for inviting the monks here today and giving us a wonderful opportunity to offer dana to members of the Buddhist Sangha of Western Australia. Thank you. Also a thank you to Cherie and the Walpole CRC for helping with this event, but also for supporting with many others in the community here and on the South Coast, the guys, the family, the kids and Deepal, Nathula, Luik, and Deepal and Sandy, in their time of need earlier on in the year. So thank you all for that. So on behalf of the community of Walpole Noongar Peaceful Bay, I would like to introduce with a warm welcome Venerable Ajahn Brahm, the Abbot of Bodhinyana Monastery, Serpentine. And back in town, we have also Venerable Ajahn Mudu, the Abbot of Bodhinyana, South Coast, Great Southern actually, Monastery Project, and other members of the Buddhist community on the South Coast and the Great Southern and other places. So all welcome, and may all be happy.
Very good. Okay, so thank you for that. And for those of you I've never met before, the name Brahm, it stands for, there's five letters, and it stands for B for Buddhist, R for Roman Catholic, A for Anglican, H for Hindu, and M for Muslim. If there's any members of the Jewish community here, I do apologize. I didn't manage to get your name in. But if you had ever met Buddhism before, it's a very wide religion. And we are expanding, and so am I. My problem is, like for many people, people worry too much. And they think too much. Because you're Buddhist monks, you learn how to make your mind nice and peaceful. It means you don't worry so much. I don't eat that much. But what happens is you digest everything so well. So for many people, their digestion is not so good. My digestion is very, very good. Very good. And they are offering me some tea. The tea they're offering me is one of the things from Sri Lanka, which I'm very grateful for, good Sri Lankan tea. Very good. Okay, yeah. Water? No, water, no, it'll be fine. You can put some tin kiwi in. I've been to Sri Lanka quite a few times, and people are very happy that I like what they like.
Should it wind?
I'll just squeeze with generosity. Very good. Okay. We're going to do a little ceremony shortly, but to let you know that because Sri Lanka is many, many Buddhists in that country, and the tradition is very strong. Sometimes I get into big trouble being a Western monk, but who knows all about Sri Lankan traditions? Because some years ago, there was a cricket match on in Perth. I know that Sri Lankans, they love their cricket. Is that true?
Very true.
And the cricket match was just a one-day international between Australia and Sri Lanka.
We won.
No, you lost that one. But what happened? That was only in Perth, in the Wacha cricket ground. And the Sri Lankans was doing so badly after the lunch break. They sent some of their kids over to the Buddhist temple. And they said, is there any monks over here who can help? Because we're doing so badly at the cricket. So I was on duty that day. So I did some blessings. And also this holy string in Sri Lanka is called pirit thread. And I managed to make 12 pieces for the whole Sri Lankan cricket team. That's one for every player, but one for they call them the 12th man, if you don't know cricket. And I sent them off to the Wacha for them. But it was too late. They lost that match. But what happened next got me in big trouble. Because that was only a warm-up match for the World Cup cricket tournament, which was being held in Sri Lanka and India. And of course, for those of you who know cricket, that was the first time that Sri Lanka won the International World Cup. And everyone in Sri Lanka was just so overjoyed. You know who they beat in the final? Australia. That got me worried. But especially when I saw in the newspaper the following morning, in the front page, that poor old Australia lost. Sri Lanka won, and their captain at the time was a gentleman called Arjuna Ranatunga. And I saw him holding up the World Cup cricket trophy with my pirit thread on his arm. That is why Australia lost and Sri Lanka won that cricket match. Because an Australian monk who gave all the blessings to Sri Lanka and nothing left to Australia. I kept that very quiet for many years. Otherwise, I'd have been kicked out of the country. Very good. But it's also that giving little blessings. I mean, you know the story of Pradeep and his wife and his kids coming to Australia. That sometimes you wonder why it is that some people are allowed in, some people aren't. And sometimes when these difficulties happen, it's great that we can all come together and help and serve to make sure that good people can stay here. And people who are valued in the community, it doesn't matter what color their skin, what religion, age, gender, make sure that good people can always find a home here. And that's why we always say about making always good karma, meet people doing good stuff. And I do hear that Pradeep is a good cook. Is that the case? And you're going to give us something to eat soon? So we'll find out if that's true or not. And depending on how nice the food is, then see how much influence we can give to make sure that you can all actually stay here. Because, you know, sometimes people do wonder, why do people go and, say, get blessings for a project, or they want some encouragement. And many of you may not know my own story, but before I became a monk, I was a theoretical physicist in Cambridge University. And some of my best friends became very close associates of Professor Hawkins. So I was not somebody who didn't have an education. Eventually I became a monk. But in my life I've seen many, many times strange things happen. Things happen which you can only know as some spiritual or psychic phenomena. Even when I was before I became a monk, after leaving university, I taught in school for 1 year. I remember teaching mathematics. Are any of you good at math? They are? You are? Okay. Just to see how good you are, here's a little question for you. Now listen very carefully. 26 sheep in a field. 10 die. How many survive? Yes? How many?
16.
No, that's the wrong answer. Yes?
-4.
No, that's the wrong answer. Don't know how you got that one. I'll say it again. 26 sheep in a field, 10 die, how many survive? Yes? Don't know. The answer's 10. Look, listen carefully. 26 sheep in a field, 10 die. And that's how many survive. So sometimes when you teach math, sometimes you make it fun. And then people enjoy it more. I'll try one more question for you as you come here today. How many seconds are there in 1 minute? Yes? 60. How many minutes in 1 hour? Yes?
60.
No, not... Yeah. That's right, minutes in 1 hour. How many hours in 1 day?
3.
Yes? 24. And how many days in 1 year?
364.
Close. 365. Okay, very good. So if there are 60 seconds in 1 minute, 60 minutes in 1 hour, 24 hours in 1 day, and 365 days in 1 year, how many seconds are there in 1 year?
One.
Yes?
3,000.
No, the answer is 12. Yeah. January the 2nd, February the 2nd, March the 2nd, April the 2nd, May the 2nd. So when we learn, it's not just learning facts, but learning how to think in interesting ways, and sometimes new ways. Different ways of looking at problems so we can find great answers. And so because of that, we have many traditions. And sometimes those traditions are coming together when we do any ceremony and having, first of all, fun. Because, you know, I go to Sri Lanka a lot, and many of my books are translated into Sinhalese. And you know my nickname in Sri Lanka? It's a smiling white monk. That's what they call me over there. Because being able to be happy. And when you give any sort of instructions or talk, to make it fun. And that's what people remember. And very, very often, when you make things fun and joyful, people remember them, and they all have very good meaning. So one of the stories, which was fun to hear, but very meaningful in people's lives, was the story of what I call the two bad bricks. Now, when I first came to Australia, that was, how many years ago now? 36 years ago now, I think, 37 years ago, that our monks didn't have any money at all, so we had to live out in the forest, under the trees. My first night was sleeping like a kangaroo sleeps, curled up, it's really cold. But little by little, once we can pay off the debt for getting the land, then we had to learn how to work ourselves. Now, I was a theoretical physicist. Now I had to learn how to lay bricks. And it's very difficult. It may look easy. And as I was laying my bricks, I made sure that every brick was perfect before I went on to the next brick. But when I finished my first brick wall, that was when I noticed that two of those bricks were crooked. I don't know how I'd missed them, but those two bad bricks spoiled the whole wall. And I tried to get them out, to scrape out the mortar, but the mortar was solid. I asked the other monk who was with me at the time, can we please get some dynamite to blow the wall up so I can start again? I wanted to destroy that wall because I could see my mistakes. At night time, I would wake up with a nightmare. I made a big mistake. When people would come and visit, I'd make sure I would take them around so they could see something else, not my bad wall. For 3 months, I suffered. The wall I'd made looked terrible. Until I was with a guest, and the guest saw that wall, and they said, that was a beautiful wall. And I said, are you visually impaired? Have you left your eyeglasses in your car? Can't you see the two crooked bricks? And what they said next to me changed much of my life, and I've shared this story with so many people. And it's actually saved many, many marriages as well. It's no joke, no exaggeration. And they said to me, yes, they could see the two crooked bricks, but they could also see the 998 perfect bricks as well. And that was the first time in 3 months I could see anything other than my faults. Because I could only see my faults are two bad bricks. That's why I wanted to destroy that wall and blow it up. I had nightmares about it. And when that other person said, why not look at the bricks to the left, the right, above and below your mistakes? And they were right. It was a beautiful wall. And it's still there to this day. But only when I realized how to let go of two mistakes and look at the 998 perfect things in the world and realize that that's the world and that's beautiful. And later on, when I told that story at a cancer group in Perth, one of the people in the group came up to see me afterwards and say they were a builder. They were suffering from cancer, but they were a builder. And they told me, he said, all builders make mistakes. All bricklayers lay crooked bricks. But he said, I'll tell you a secret. In the building industry, when we make a mistake like that, we tell our clients it's a feature. And we charge them an extra couple of $1,000 for it. And I thought that's beautiful because the mistakes in life, they're like the features in life. And they make you individual, unique, special. No one else like you in the whole world. And that's what makes people beautiful. So whenever you get upset or angry at somebody, always see the beautiful things in life. When there is any mistake, you can always, it's not mistakes, it's innovation. Trying new things out, seeing what we could do next. And especially, you know, for the school children here today, please encourage mistakes in school. Because in mistakes is where we learn. Now always remember that there's something which we call the 70% rule. The 70% rule means that if when you set a test, if all the kids get 80%, 90%, 100%, it's not a good test. It's too easy. If they get sort of 10%, 20%, it's too hard. If you aim for about 70% in any tests at school, you'll find if they average about 70%, they get confident they can do this. And the 30% on average where they make mistakes, that's where you, as their teachers, or as your parents, as their friends, that's when you can know their weak points. So they can work on those weak points and improve them. If we didn't make mistakes, we'd never find out our weaknesses in life. So we'd never be able to really work on them and become better human beings. So mistakes are where we learn, where we grow in life. So mistakes, always to be celebrated. So anyway, so that's just a little warm up for everybody. And now we are going to, what are we going to do next? Okay, we did a little ceremony. We're going to do some Buddhist chanting. And the Buddhist chanting, you won't know anything about what it means, which means we can make mistakes. You okay with this? Is there anything else you want? Do some Buddhist chanting, okay. If I make a mistake, please remember, give me 70%. No, I've done many ceremonies, but every part of, whether it's Sri Lanka, whether it's Australia, whether it's any part of the world, we always have our slight differences of tradition. But this is a basic tradition to give the Pirit chanting for you. And again, I've got to be very careful with the Pirit chanting. This is actually to help with your stay in Australia. So it's for basically forever, and for your happiness of your wife, your kids, and your family, and all the wonderful friends you've made over these years, to celebrate all of that. And so this is called Pirit chanting, and when we do this to celebrate everybody and the friendship, again, I always must be careful. I told a story, I think, this morning, that once, about 2 years ago, I was called up to Royal Perth Hospital, to the ICU. There was a gentleman there who was a Chinese national. No, he's migrated to Perth a long time ago. But he was in the ICU in a coma. And all his family had come from many parts of the world to be with him for his last moments. And they asked me to come up, it was very short notice, to do some chanting for him. So I went into the ICU and I did some chanting, very powerful chanting for him. No exaggeration, he came out of his coma right there. And he started recovering. And I thought that was wonderful to see such almost like a miracle happening. But then, when I went out to see the family, they were very upset at me. They come from Taiwan, they come from Hong Kong, they come from the United States. They'd even arranged a funeral service already. Now he's going to recover because the monk did the chanting. And they didn't invite me back ever again. So whenever we do any blessing chant, we always have to make sure I do the right blessing chant, which is the have good fortune, good luck, and not to die comfortably. I'm not going to do that chanting for you today. So have a beautiful time. So now we're going to do that chanting. We'll just do the Ajahn Pramadi, those three chants, yeah. Okay. Yes, okay. And we also got this, the holy string, the Pirit thread. Did you take some? Okay. And you're going to... Yeah. And we usually make water. Blessed water, that's good enough.
You want it in front of you?
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Just there?
Yeah.
Okay. And that light is on your right-hand
very
side.
Very good. So this is like very old traditions, to make the blessing water. I don't know if many times, even as a scientist, sometimes you look at sometimes the results of when you do blessings with water, and it does help people. There's one lady I know, and she lost her voice. And so she went to, I think her daughter called, can you please come up, she can't speak. And so I did the blessing water for her, and she gave something to drink, and she could speak again. And then about half an hour after drinking that water. It's amazing, like miraculous. But then I think her daughter complained, please don't give her that again, because it's much more peaceful when mummy was silent. But anyway, it does actually work. So anyway, give this, it'll last about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Is that okay for you? 5, 10 minutes, okay. So here we go. Now light the candle at the top there. The candle, the light is always a symbol of wisdom. So I'm going to put some wisdom in the water with our kindness and blessing to make the four of you and everybody else in this room happy and well. Is that okay? Good. And successful in your career. In Australia. In Walpole. Or in, down the, you're in Nonalap. Yeah, down there. So here we go. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Asevanachapalanam panditanam ca sevana puja ca pujaniyanam etam mangalamuttamam patirupadeso vaso ca pube ca katapunyata ata samapaniti ca tamangalamuttamang bahusacha chasi pancha vinayo chasu sikito subhasita chayavacha etamangalamuttamang matapitu patana Puttadavasa Sangaho Anakulacha Kamanta Etamangalamutama Danancha Dhammacharya Chayata Kanancha Sangaho Anavajani Kama Nieta mangala muta mang avati vairati papa majapana chasanyamo apamado chadame sueta mangala muta mang garavo chaniwato Chasantu ti chakatanyuta kalena dhamma savanang etamangalamuttamang kanti chaso vachasata samanana chadasanang kalena dhamma sakacha Eta mangala mutama tapo cha brahmacharyancha ariyasa chanadasana nibbana sachikiriya cha eta mangala mutama putasa lokadame hichitang yasanaka Patiasokang viraja kemang etama galamutamang etatisa nikatvana sabatama para jita sabata soti gachanti tantesa mangalamutamanti Yang kinchi witang idawa hurang wasage suwa yang Ratanang Panita Nano Samang Atitata Gatena Idam Pibode Ratanang Panita Etena Sa Chena Suwati Hotukaya Viragang Amatang Panita Yada Jaga Sakya Muni Samahito Na Tena Dhamme Na Samati Kinshi Dhampi Dhamme Ratanang Panita Etena Sachena Suwa Tihotu Yam Buddha Seto Pariwana Isuchik Samadhi Manantarika Yamahu Samadhi Na Tena Samo Na Vi Jati Dampi Dame Ratana Panitang Etena Sachena Suwa Tihotu Ye Pugala Atasatang Pasata Chatari Etani Yuga Nihonti Te Dakineya Sugata Sasawaka Ete Sudinani Maha Palani Dambi Sange Ratanang Panitang Etena Sachena Suwa Tihotu Yesu Payuta Manasadalhe Nanikamino Gotamasa Sanamhite Patipata Amatang Vigai Halada Mudani Bhuti Punjamana Idam Pisange Ratanang Panita Etena Sache Nasuati Hotukina Puranang Nawangna Tisambawang Viratachi Tayati Kebawasmi Tekina Bija Awirul Hichanda Nibhanti Diraya Taya Padipo Idam Visange Ratanang Panitang Etena Sache Suwati Hotu Metancha Sabalokasaming Manasambhavaye Aparimanang Udhangadho Chatiriya Chasambhadang Awirang Asapatang Titanshara Nisinova Sayanova Yavata Sawigatamido Etang Sating Adi Teya Brahma Meta Viharang Idamahudi Tishanupaga Masilawa Dasanena Sampano Kame Suvineya Gedang Nahi Chatuga Paseyang Punaretiti. Very good. So sometimes afterwards people say sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And that is an Indian Sri Lankan word, Pali word. But you know what it means? It means awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And also I was looking at you while you're listening to the chanting, and many of you weren't smiling anymore. So, but always remember, if ever you get depressed, either at work or at life, because it's difficult, or you wake up not feeling very good, or even at school, you have a difficult day at school, always remember to do your exercise in the morning. Every morning, when I get up, I do 10 push-ups. I do, really, honest. My 10 push-ups, but I don't do normal push-ups. Could you hold this where I can show them how to, I do my push-ups? I put my, look at, you can join in, put your fingers next to your, and push up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In front of the mirror. And it was true, you need to exercise your smiley muscles. People exercise their legs, exercise their arms, exercise so much of their body, but they forget about their smiley muscles. So make sure you do your 10 push-ups every morning in front of the mirror, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very simple way, and it's not a joke. Some of the things which you talk about, they sound funny. I remember doing that for almost 3 years. Oh, sorry, no, 2 years. When I was at college, 2 years to make sure that when I got up in the morning, even if I'd been up late the night before, stand in front of the mirror and do my 10 push-ups. It meant, because I meant every morning I was laughing at myself. And that made me change my whole attitude towards life and look at life with a smile. So the same thing happens, but you can actually laugh at life and find the funny side of it, rather than seeing some of the negative side of it. There's always lots of fun in life, no matter what happens. Even when it's like things like COVID happens. Some difficulties, but some opportunities as well. So much so that I didn't know this, that when I was, have you noticed that yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that when it was my birthday recently, as a birthday gift, one of the monks, he got some of the stories which I'd said, and he put them in a book called Karuna Virus. Karuna, you know what Karuna is? It's a word for compassion in Pali. Not coronavirus, Karuna Virus. Because compassion is very contagious. When somebody is kind to you, you want to be kind back, or kind to somebody. So that's why Karuna Virus, a little book. And if you want to copy this book afterwards, I don't know if there's enough, but maybe. 70, yeah, maybe. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, that people say, well, how much do they cost? They are priceless. And I mean that because some time ago, when I was giving talks, somebody called up and said, how much do you charge to come to your temple to listen to a talk? And I told them the truth, nothing, it's all for free. He said, no, you don't understand. How much dollars do I have to give? It's for nothing, it's for free. And then they said, well, you can't be any good then. So because in our Western world, we always think that if it's worth anything, you have to pay for it. So now I never say these books are for free. They are instead priceless. You understand? Now that it's for free, but not just to throw away. Okay, so we can give some of those things afterwards. And it means that people get happier as a result. And of course, we do this, and if you get these, it is because out of respect for Pradeep and his family. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But whenever you do something like this, and you know, you get something, you don't need to go up and say thank you to anybody. We call that paying it back. There's another concept, which is a very ancient concept, was called paying it forward. Have you heard about paying it forward? So if somebody helps you, don't give them something back. Instead, what you do is you pay it forward. You make sure you go and help somebody else in the future. So Pradeep, all the people who supported you and your family continue to support you to make sure you get your PR visas and everything goes well in your life. There's no real need to say thank you to them, but you'll be in debt to them. And later on in your life, when somebody else really needs a hand, like other people gave their hand and their help to you, you give it to them. And when they say, oh, thank you so much, Pradeep, for helping us, you say, no, 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 no. Now you go and help somebody else. And that way the kindness, the giving, the sharing goes on and on and on without end. If, you know, you think you can pay off that debt and give it back, then it's finished. But what we do instead, we always help somebody else. And then that way it goes on forever and ever. So the same at school, if somebody helps you, you make sure that you know what it feels like to be helped, so you can go and help someone else afterwards. And tell them that you can only say thank you to me once you've helped somebody else. That way the kindness goes on and on and on and on, and builds a wonderful world. Now, should I start doing something else now, or? Yeah. Tente, what time are we supposed to have lunch?
We can have lunch, and we can do some holy water blessing later on, or now?
Yeah, no, do the holy water blessing later on, and we can have our lunch. Is it ready? Well, that's a good idea, because otherwise it gets cold. So we have our lunch. Is everyone else going to share a lunch as well?
Yes.
Excellent. And then after lunch, then we'll do a little bit more of a blessing ceremony, and also can have some questions and answers, which I think is one of the best things, especially for how long are the school students going to be here for?
Until they get restless.
They get restless, okay. But look, if you have any questions you want to ask the monks here, very rare you have the monks here, so you can actually ask your teachers, write down the questions, and the teachers can ask them. Or you can ask them yourself, if you can. Is that a good idea? Okay, so we do that after lunch. So the reason we have a lunch early is because as Buddhist monks, if you ever go to Sri Lanka, you see the monks always eating in the morning time. We don't eat anything in the afternoon or evening or night time. We eat nothing until tomorrow morning. Could you do that? Yeah, of course you could. Now, especially, you know, when you're a kid, you do need to eat many times a day. But when you sort of get to our age, have a guess how old I am now. How old? I'll tell you, put your hands up. I am now, what is it now? I am 829. That's true. Yeah, really, 829 months. So I count my age in months. Why do you have to count it in years? You count your age in months, and it's much cooler. So how old are any of you here? Hey, how old are you? Go with eight. That's what's eight in months? That's 96. Wow, 96 months old you are now. You can drive a car, get a pension. How old are you? Not one. How old are you? Any of your kids there? It's four. That means you're 48. Very old. So anyway, what is age anyway? So we can now have the lunch to be served to the monks.
Bindabat.
Oh, Bindabat.
Yeah. Ask him pretty. There's Bindabat rice.
Is there? Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, do the Bindabat. It's like an arms round. So everybody has the opportunity to actually to put some food in the monk's bowl. If ever you go to Thailand or Sri Lanka or even parts of Vietnam, you find that monks in the morning walk on arms round. I remember seeing these wonderful pictures of people like, I think Rafa Nadal off in Thailand. He was on the beach and the monks came past, he put some rice in the monk's bowl so he could win the next tournament. So good luck. So I don't know if there's any tennis players here or the kids want to do well at school, but a little bit of kindness by putting some rice in the monk's bowl, and that means who knows what you might win next. So just going to get that all around. So what we do, we walk with our bowls, and you just put one spoon of rice in, a tiny spoon of rice, because there's so many of you, we can't eat just rice. And then when the bowl gets full of rice, we'll sort of pour some of it out, we get some more, and then afterwards we have our main course, and then we can actually we'll give a blessing. No, well, it's up to Pradeep. But then we give the blessings for you. We always give two blessings. One is just a general blessing, of kindness. And the second blessing is an even special blessing. It's called the blessing of the tummy, which means that you have a chance to eat as well, all the beautiful food. So your tummy can be happy and your heart can be happy, both. So they're just going to get that around. And it's nice you see this, because if ever you, if ever COVID does stop, and if ever you manage to get to go overseas, and you go to places like Thailand or Sri Lanka, Burma, Vietnam, the southern part of Vietnam, it still goes on arms round, and other places, you can actually see just this beautiful tradition of monks and nuns. Have we got nuns? Or is Buddhism only for men? Yeah, we do have nuns as well. So if any of you see it, the nuns are going arms round, you can put food in their bowl as well, which is beautiful to see. So we've only got a few monks and nuns over in Western Australia. So the nuns we have at the moment are up in just to the east of Perth, in the town of Gidgee-Gannup. So if anyone's over there, please go and have a look. It's a beautiful monastery for the women. And it's wonderful, we can have both for men and women, beautiful monasteries. Is there an announcement to make or no? Yeah. Yeah.
Can people go up and get their own bowl?
Oh yes, please, yeah. Please, if you get your own little bowl of rice or whatever and arrange it. So if you'd like to arrange everybody while the kids in the front are having a pillow fight.
Maybe if they all just wander up and get a bowl.
Yeah, if you wander up there to get the bowl and I put a bit of rice in it, and then you can, you can enjoy it. Enjoy a nice, the arms round. So, yeah, okay, all being arranged. Is that working okay?
Yeah. I just turn that off.
Okay, very good.